Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Gorgeous episode in line for you today. This is very much a Q&A where we're going to be talking about Chinese New Year, which may feel like a long time ago now, but actually it's one of those things that as a society we get used to kind of thinking about these things at that moment and then we all move on. But actually it's important to just have check-in points and think, okay, how am I feeling this new year now it's come in and what's it offering me and how's it going to help me with my health? We're also going to talk today about healing pivots. Now, this is in answer to a question about the castor oil compress, but it's led itself to a rather deeper narrative, which is all about how to get well. And if these certain things aren't working for you, if not, why not? And what is it that you have to do to honestly be able to nail your health? So one of the things that I love about the advertising slot in Own Your Health is that we are really picky about who we talk to. Evolve Organic Beauty are so on the mark because one of the things is that they're free from unnecessary synthetic chemicals. So the first product is this, which is the Daily Renew Facial Cream. It's full of gorgeous ingredients, but one of the main ingredients that we need to know about is coconut peptides, and it absorbs beautifully into the skin. And then for the nighttime, which is the Nightly Renew Facial Cream, which is this one here. Now, this is delivering visible results, detoxifying, and it's smoothing, and it's plumping, and it is blended with 100% natural fragrance proven to enhance sleep. The other thing that I love is that it's vegan, big tick, cruelty-free, massive tick, and it's using sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. The other good news is that you can get 20% off if you use the code BRINDLE20. So, Evolve Beauty, have a good look at these two latest products and the full range as well, and use your code BRINDLE20. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit subscribe. And if you are here on all the social channels, please forward this to your friends and family and also put your comments in the comments below. Today's episode, as I've said, is a Q&A and we're always interested in your questions and answers. So please keep the narrative going in the opportunities that you have so that we can pick up your questions and answer them. In the meantime, Jojo says, this positive affirmation technique has already made me smile. Now, that's really good news to hear, Jojo, because smiling is a really important self-care exercise. It is what we call in the business the smile of equanimity. And if you're not really feeling happy, or if someone says, go on, love, give us a smile, and you think, argh, okay, what we talk about is the smile of equanimity. And I know when I was feeling really, really down, this was about 10 years ago, and before I basically came out of that state, creating my brand and then sort of stepping my way into the light, which is where you find me now. And what I always say to people when you're feeling in that dark place, and we all get there, we all have these moods where we feel low, is the smile of equanimity will really help you. Now, the smile of equanimity is the Mona Lisa smile. So think of the Mona Lisa smile. Think of what that smile looked like. It's probably the most famous smile in the entire world. And what the Taoist masters say is to imagine, okay, that equanimity smile. Okay, so obviously Mona Lisa came after that, but that smile is the same thing. It is a gentle smile in the lower belly. So just imagine it's a very neutral smile. It's not like a Cheshire cat, like, dunna, I'm really happy, but it's just a gentle upturning of the side of the mouth, ever so gentle. And that gentleness just takes the energy center of the body from a kind of exhausted yet restless, stressed, aggressive, kind of powering through energy frequency that most of us have to go through all day, every day. Okay. And if we're not careful, we don't get out of that state because that's the state that's just kind of normalized in today's society. So it's really important to just allow yourself to feel that smile of equanimity spreading across the lower belly. And when you've allowed it to spread across the lower belly, that's phase one. Now, if you're able to do that, and you're getting the hang of it. Step two is to spread the same smile across your heart. So the heart really, from a chakra point of view, is just between the breast tissue, okay? And spread it across the heart and stay with that exercise and don't go any further until you are really feeling the warmth down in the lower belly and across the heart. And with that, you're now addressing two of the three key dantians, as we call it in Chinese medicine. The upper dantian is between is up on the forehead between the eyebrows. Middle dantian is the heart, lower dantian is the lower belly. And so just by starting that exercise, by smiling into the lower belly and the heart is a really, really good exercise. You can extend that exercise, but for the purposes of today, just as I always say, do the simple things well, okay? Just focus on doing that well. Use mindfulness bell to remind you to do it. Use, if you don't want to use mindfulness bell, use an attached exercise. So every time you go into Instagram, every time you look at your phone, every time you answer an email, every time you wash your hands, just those sorts of techniques are just really good at attaching to something that you already do to spread the benefit. Okay, so there you go, Joe. But in the meantime, I'm really glad that the positive affirmation was working for you as well. In the meantime, Margaret, she says, I've just done your positive affirmations along with you and I can feel it working already. Thanks for sharing this excellent tip. So, Margaret, I'm really happy they're working for you too. Now, affirmations are great. And that was in a previous episode, which we'll just, I can't remember which one, but we'll put it in the information below. But if you're not ready for affirmations, or if you can't remember them, or if it feels too much, just try that inner smile exercise as well as or instead of, okay? Because it's a really, really useful exercise. Now, in the meantime, today's episode, the first thing we're going to talk about is a lady. Well, actually, I don't know if it's a lady. Sorry, that's a bit unconscious bias there. An anonymous person has said, I've been using the castor oil compress, but I really don't feel any benefit from it. Am I alone in this or am I doing something wrong? I've been putting it on my liver area and or my stomach at night. Now, that was a comment that came through my health club, and that my health club is a free group over on Facebook, and anyone's able to join. It's basically, I do a free live there on a Monday, and there's a lot of narrative going on over there. And we pick up a lot of the questions and pull them over into the podcast as well, because we're kind of cross-pollinating all the time. And I was just looking at that and I thought, right, you know what, I'm going to bring that into the episode, because what this anonymous person has kind of innocently sort of worked into is something which I call the healing pivot. Now, let me explain, because what happens is, traditionally, when we get sick, we tend to go to the doctor. OK, that's kind of the narrative. Certainly the British people who are, you know, the majority of the listeners here, we have a free healthcare system. If you get ill, you tend to go to the doctors. You indeed should go to the doctors. And normally the doctors will fix it. And if the doctors don't fix it for whatever reason, it's not something that's working according to their medicine traditions, or you can't get an appointment in time, or whatever reason it is, you tend to then go into what I call the kind of smorgasbord of alternative medicine. And the problem with the brilliant alternative medicine is that it's not organized in the same fashion as the Western medicine system, because Western medicine has a process attached to it, whereas you have a problem, you see the GP either deals with it there and then or sends you off to the consultant, and you're kind of going through a process. When you're not in that process, there's kind of lots and lots of information out there with all sorts of different people offering all sorts of different things. And it's quite difficult to know what the best thing is to do. That is actually what I'm trying to address here in this very podcast. And there will be a book that comes out of this podcast, which is going to kind of get that process laid out. But that process is very much laid out in this podcast. And if you're new to this, just jump back to the very, very beginning episodes where I kind of lay this out for you, to try and get a system in place that you can then follow, which will aim to encompass all of the different alternative things out there. You know, do I have acupuncture? Do I do reflexology? Do I take herbs? Do I do a supplement? Do I do yoga? Do I do qigong? Do I have massage therapy? Do I have cupping? Like, what do I actually do to sort myself out? Now, what the anonymous person hasn't said is what they're using the castor oil compress for. So first of all, let me just answer that question, because castor oil compressing in itself is a really brilliant healing technique. And it's one that I go on about a lot, which is likely to be why this person has bought one and is using it. Castor oil compressing is really good for managing pain and also for supporting the liver in its role as filtering the body, because the liver has a fantastic responsibility for cleansing the blood. Okay. Now, in Chinese medicine, the liver is also responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. And the liver is indeed a bit of a filtration system in its own right. And if the liver gets clogged up, which it's very likely to do because it has a huge responsibility in the detoxification process, then a lifetime of toxins, whether they're coming in from the environment, from our food, from our feelings, from our emotions, from our skin, all sorts of ways, even from our eyes, okay, because your liver opens to your eyes. So if you're overreading negative press, or if you're overwatching violent things on the television, or you're gaming, or you're just reading the newspaper, or you're just looking at, like, you know, the news, you know, the liver's adjusting itself to all of that sort of toxic load that's coming in at it. And it has a tendency to kind of clog up. And that's why you use the compress. But what this question has kind of allowed me to go back over is that that is just one part of the overall healing jigsaw that we all need to be aware of. And I think one of the problems is that we're all too busy being down in the reeds of everything to get a kind of bird's eye view of what we need to do. And all I need to ask everyone to be reminded of is that we have this thing that I like to explain as the pyramid of health, okay, and a three-step plan to resolve that so that your body heals itself according to the way that it organises itself. And the body is a bit like a pyramid. You've got the base of the pyramid is your physical state. The middle of the pyramid is your emotional state. And the top of the pyramid is your spiritual state. And the body completely works in symbiosis across all of those states. And to be healthy, all of those aspects of the body need to be clear. And then they need to flow into the then three-step plan that you need to be aware of. For your body to have that pyramid being healthy, first of all, you need your circulation to move smoothly around the body. The World Health Organization is stating that roughly 80 to 85% of issues of the body relate to a compromised circulatory system. So step one is to address that 85% stat by ensuring that the circulation of your body is flowing. And it sounds like a total no-brainer when I say it like that. You'll be thinking, well, obviously, Katie, and yet we don't do it. We don't. We're sedentary. Even I, and I spend my life talking about this. This is literally my job. My job is to talk about that. And I talk about it all day long, and I still don't always do it. And that's not because I'm not listening to myself, because trust me, I am. But sometimes life just gets in the way, and it's not actually possible to be that mobile. Okay, and to ensure, because circulation moves by us moving. If you are over sedentary, it doesn't move as well as if you're just kind of generally sort of like moving around, which is what human beings were designed to do. But modern life is not. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the body is like a giant filtration plant, and we are designed to purge out or release and let go of what no longer serves us in order. So endings, finishing, stuff completing and going out like autumn and winter, so that the new spring energy can come in, new life comes through. New beginnings can't come if there are no endings. So if your body is hanging on to things physically and emotionally and spiritually, and we're not letting go, we're not going to the loo enough, okay, we're not sweating properly, we're not releasing old relationships, we're not letting go of clutter of our emotional body as well as our houses, we're not clearing through our social media accounts and clearing through our address books. If all of that's not happening, the body gets congested, and therein comes the castor oil compress. And if that body is cluttered with a lifetime of things, a castor oil compress is simply not going to go deeply enough in order to start to work. It's just the pipes are too clogged up. So therein lies the problem right there. It is likely that this anonymous person is not moving sufficiently, not allowing the free flow of circulation sufficiently, is therefore too clogged up for a remedy like the castor oil compress to be sufficient in isolation. And then the final part of this jigsaw is the strengthening and balancing of the key organs of your body. Now, in Chinese medicine, we have 12 organs, the way we describe the body, and there's five massive ones. It's like a chessboard: the heart, the spleen, the liver, the kidney, and the lung. And if they're not all free and strong and balanced, which they are very unlikely to be because our life is not designed for them to be so, then you're going to feel compromised health. So if all you're doing to address all of the reasons why that may not be happening is popping on a castor oil compress at night, it may not be enough. Now, that's not to say that there's thousands of millions of people out there where it will be more than enough. OK, because their healing pivot isn't quite as low. So if their body just hasn't got as congested or as toxic, and their organs aren't as imbalanced in the first place, those people may well find that a castor oil compress is just all they needed to just pivot them back into good health. But if you're not one of those people, which, by the way, I wasn't, OK, I didn't come at this and knowing what I know, because I could just simply put one thing on my body and that would be enough. I had to go deeper and deeper and deeper, and it still wasn't far enough. And then I had to go deeper still and deeper still. And I've had to go all the way through to the quantum with my own healing journey in order to get to where I've got to now. So the key thing to anything that you want to do, start with the easy stuff. As I said, I've already said on this episode, do the simple stuff well, and then add to it bit by bit, baby steps, but get the basics. shimmy the body. Stand up and shake the body vigorously. Tap the body. Okay. Use mindfulness bell or attach yourself to something that you do regularly to allow yourself to take three beautiful deep breaths, breathing slowly in, lingering at the top of the breath. Ah, breathing slowly out, lingering at the bottom of the breath. And now tell me that you don't feel better. And allowing yourself to go, wow, that actually worked. Okay, now start thinking about your steps each day. Now start trying to get yourself moving correctly through the day. Do all of that first. Okay, and then start layering into the deeper content, all of which I talk about, using a tapper, using a drummer, perhaps joining me in my free Qigong class. My class is in the group on a Monday lunchtime over on the Facebook group, okay, the health club. There I teach. Check back in to the fundamental narrative that sits at the bottom of that, where it's just like owning itself and feeling strong, okay? It's a really beautiful energy to check into. All energies are beautiful, okay? And no energy lasts. Okay, you will not feel this energy frequency again for 60 years. And this energy shifts itself every 2 hours. It's slightly different. Nothing's going to stay the same. Nothing lasts forever. But we, as evolved people, will undulate ourselves through this frequency to feeling good and ultimately owning your health. So that was today's episode, which was very much a Q&A, talking all things about inner smiles and feeling positive and thinking about your journey into healing and just recapping over how it is that you need to own your health. And with a final message about if you wish to own your health, to remember that what's going on in the atmosphere around you has an absolute direct impact on what's going on in your inner world, and to use the strength and the power that this year gives you in order to evolve yourself and to ultimately own your health. So thank you so much for joining me today. It's been always such a pleasure to talk uninterrupted about my favourite subject, which is, of course, basically Chinese medicine, divine feminine and female power, which is kind of what this is really all about. Brought to you from this little studio right in the heart of Soho by me, your host, Katie Brindle. If you are interested and fascinated by this subject, do please hit subscribe and join me for the next riveting episode where I'm going to be talking to you about yet another subject to do with basically yourself. Do please message us in with your content, and we will be more than happy to discuss it so that we can allow this year to be not only happy, but also healthy as well. And I'll see you next time.